The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Tanline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Check it out. Buddy Craig Peters, like now, right?
Any minute.
He's been pipping this on his Facebook page.
Pick up the phone, Craig. Yeah. I know you're listening, buddy.
Was he pimping it this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and yesterday.
Yep, and yesterday.
Well, yesterday I get, but yeah, this morning, sure. Yeah. That's the real question.
He said coming soon, yeah.
Send him a Facebook note.
Oh, well, maybe he's busy then.
No, he's paying attention to Facebook.
Yeah.
He's posting. He's not answering his phone.
Well, he's calling me.
He's calling us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's 8 o'clock now. He's usually on the dot, you know.
Yeah, he's not,
early. Well, he's not early like Nick.
Right. No. Technically, I think when he was promoting it on Facebook yesterday, he did say 8 a.m. ish.
Oh, ish. All right. Yeah. Okay.
So he was accounting for his own.
Okay. Craig Peterish.
Lack of punctuality.
Craig Peterish. Also, J.R. Brow tomorrow. Frank Caliendo on Thursday, and Joe Coy in the studio on Friday.
Correct.
Fully vaccinated, Joe Coy.
We think.
No, he got vaccinated.
I kind of think we might have to get him some ribs just to keep up expectations.
I know. Mm.
Yeah, he's going to be disappointed if there's not any
bring
ribs.
Some sandwiches.
He is. Yeah. That makes wonderful sense. So we mentioned earlier, very early, that the guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd, Gary Rossington, is recovering from emergency heart surgery.
Right.
He's 69, now resting at home. It was also on this date in 2001.
We're doing Who's Taller?
No. On this date in 2001, Skynyrd bassist Leon Wilkeson died in his sleep in a Florida hotel room.
Yeah, he died too, yeah.
He was suffering from chronic liver and lung disease.
He drank
died of natural causes at the age of 49.
You know, I hate that word natural causes because I realize we've heard that is a definition. But the guy, like a lot of the Skynyrd boys, drank their ass off for years. I mean, a lot of alcohol. Hardcore. 49.
So that liver thing just didn't happen on its own.
No, that's the word natural causes. So we've talked about this with Dr. Bean. It apparently just, you can die of that, but we always thought you had to have a cause. And the cause means you drank a lot of, your liver failed.
No.
That should be natural cause.
Like, is a heart attack natural cause?
I don't know.
But there's a lot of things that can bring on a heart attack.
Right. Mm-hmm. I always assumed, for years, that natural causes meant you were old and your parts wore out.
Right. It was no fault of your own.
But if your parts wore out at 49, you had something to do with it.
You were in Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Exactly.
Our buddy Craig Peters joining us.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Craig had a heart attack years ago. I hate to bring that back up, but that's a good segue to bring you in.
Through no fault of your own.
No. Well.
Good morning, Chaco and Vanzetti. Pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you, man. How you been?
I've been great. It's been a long time. I miss you guys.
Yeah. Are you back out with Carrington yet?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
You're not.
All right. All right.
No, I'm staying home.
No, I'm not. We're not. This isn't a conversation from last fall. This is 2021.
Right.
Are you doing a gig? Are you doing gigs?
Are you staying home by choice?
You guys can put on a recording from last fall and. It would be just as appropriate. I'm not. I haven't left the city. I haven't done any shows. I've working on other projects. And,
okay. Cool.
Not that I won't. I hope to get out there soon. And but right now, I'm working out right now, trying to get myself in shape for the Olympic team. Simone Biles just dropped out, and I'm expecting a call.
Mm-hmm. That's just Lennon.
You have to talk. Anytime. What's a women's team? You have to talk.
That is
for that,
just one of your projects. Can you review any other projects that you're working on?
I'm stretching right now.
Other
project, stuff I'm working on for other people when it does become public and apparent, you won't get me to shut up about it.
Okay. Okay, cool.
But right now it's on the QT, but you will be the first to hear about it.
I appreciate that.
And stretching is a project in and of itself too, so you can include that.
What's the what's the Cleveland in the belly of the beast their reaction to the Guardians?
Civil War.
Is it?
Now, they knew the name was changing, so that shouldn't shock them, but what do you think the majority of them wanted?
Did they not know it was changing? Are they still in denial? No, there's a bunch that are still in denial.
Yeah, well,
those who really care.
Here's the thing. Anyone who's complaining about it could not name you one player in the lineup.
Sure. Right.
You know, I mean, there were other choices. The Spiders, Cleveland Spiders was a choice.
Yep.
The Rockers.
Yeah.
Which, you know, anything like that, I kind of thought, nah, come on.
Yeah.
But they went with Guardians, which I don't know if you're familiar with the history of Cleveland. The Guardians, two giant statues that support a bridge. They came to this planet centuries ago. To help us defeat evil forces. And once they claimed victory, they were entombed into the bridge until they were needed again.
Oh, see, I didn't know the backstory on
so
that.
So we haven't needed
them yet. Yeah. See, if more people knew the backstory, they would be, oh, okay, I get it.
Now, are they at the ready?
They're entombed in there. God.
Yeah, are they at the ready?
Yeah, they're...
If we need them again.
They are entombed, ready to save the people of Cleveland from opposing baseball teams.
Okay. But just the people of Cleveland aren't going to save anybody else if there's any other trouble? Are there just
Northeast Ohio. I think Northeast Ohio they'll cover. Like south of Akron, it might get sketchy, but, you know.
So we thank the Guardians when they came here from outer space by entombing them?
Well, yeah. Yeah. And said, you guys wait here. Until we need you again. Okay. Well, we're going to entomb you. And they go, what? What's entombing?
If most people knew the backstory, they would embrace the name Guardians. I know.
Oh,
I do.
Yeah.
I do now, for sure. Yeah.
They've done a lot for the city, and they rewarded them with some Cuyahoga River property.
Right.
They get to stay there all the time.
Right.
Yeah. I think if more people knew the history, they'd be behind it.
Yeah. Well, it's out there now. At least here it is. Maybe not in Cleveland, but it's out there now. What else is new, man?
Oh, well, I don't know. You guys, I told you, I think I might have told you, I'm double vaccinated, you know.
Oh, I know. You got four? So. Yes, you got four shots? Or?
I bet 20.
20?
It's become a hobby.
They were giving away $1 million here in Ohio. I don't know if you heard about it.
That's right. Oh, yeah, sure. They were, man.
Oh, man, I was getting shots every day.
you didn't win, though, did you?
No, but you know what? There's an interesting side effect.
What?
To the COVID vaccine, and I can't be the only person that's experienced this. I'm pretty sure others have, but they're just not saying anything about it. But my penis is huge. I mean, like eight times bigger.
Eight
to nine times bigger.
By the way, Craig, that clip is forever going to be on the show now. You know, that's probably why you said that.
Well,
right?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get people vaccinated. Okay.
But eight to nine times bigger might get a little cumbersome.
It depends on when it started.
You might want to dial that back a little bit.
Your penis has become cumbersome. I like that.
Hey, I have no control over it.
You never did, Craig. I know you.
I have no control.
You never did.
Not at all.
Even was regular size, you had no control over your penis. I know you.
No. All right. No. Talk me into anything.
Eight to nine times bigger. Not just eight times.
Yeah.
Eight to nine times bigger. Okay.
I was going to say 10 times bigger, but that sounded like I was making it up.
Then you would have been exaggerating.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, then I've been, I don't want to, I don't want to give anyone the wrong impression. But yeah, if you're on the fence about getting the vaccine,
what's it do for the ladies though?
Same thing.
Oh,
8 to 9 same times thing, bigger.
So it can accommodate the 8 to 9, the dude, obviously.
Or does it make any penis they come in contact with 8 to 9 times bigger?
Oh, I like that even better, yeah.
Right. I say whatever story gets the most people vaccinated.
I'm with you on that. And dumb people will fall for that. They'll say, hey, I heard you get a bigger penis. I'll get it now. Right. Like I just said.
Well, I used to think that people can't be that stupid.
Me too.
But I'm sitting here going through a bag of Doritos looking for a fortune right now.
So. People are going to be going.
You never know.
I love when Craig calls because he actually has updated material from the minute we call him. He's right. Got stuff from the show from that day.
He's reacting to stupid things we've said.
Already this morning.
Yeah. And then making up penis stats, which he made up entirely by himself.
Yeah, man.
Here's the thing. I listen to you guys a lot more than you think I do.
I believe you.
All right, if you listen at all, you listen a lot more than I think you do.
I believe you do. I believe you do. I know you're not.
Well, I do, because here's what happened. This was a couple months ago, but I was listening to the show, and I knew I wasn't really realizing I was doing this, but Carla comes downstairs, and she goes, are you on Todd and Tyler this morning? Oh, no, I'm just listening. And she goes, well, you're talking to them like you are. And I was sitting here answering and saying stuff like I was on the show.
I love that. I love that.
I've officially gone mad. Gone insane.
The show has always been interactive in that way.
Well, at least
in fact, that's what we prefer, is people interact with us and we don't talk to them. That works out best. Just talk away and we'll not respond.
On the bright side, I'm killing it every morning.
Yes, you are. I'm sure you are.
So life's the same for you, except you got some projects working out, right?
Yeah, I got some projects.
Okay, good, good.
You know, but
you've been on stage in about a year and a half now, right?
I haven't.
All right.
I haven't been on stage, and I'm not sure if I even remember how to do it.
Okay.
Microphone. That's what you talk into, right?
By the way, I'd love to see that first show, though. I would, too. Yeah. In fact, if you do it in Cleveland, you got to tape it so we could just watch that train wreck.
And you're talking to the end of the microphone without the cord.
Because I've talked to a lot. I mean, we don't do that for a living, but all our comedian friends, obviously, have told us, although it's riding the bike the first time, it's like, whoa, what's going on here? And Nick said that, right?
Yeah.
It is. I don't even remember what I used to talk about. I mean, I do, but I hate it. Yeah. So I don't
know. Well, take this year and a half to write a new act.
Right. It was, yeah. I mean, that's just it. I was listening to some old stuff of myself, and how did you guys not walk out?
We did.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I see that now.
Yeah.
But and cannot blame you. So poetry from now on. I'm going on the poet.
Oh, spoken word?
Yeah,
tour?
You know,
spoken word tour. Okay, got it. All right.
Spoken word. Yeah, I'm going to do the poetry clubs.
Okay. I won't see that.
There's a lot of poetry clubs in Omaha.
Yep.
There are.
Do they pay you to show up though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They'd be crazy money. It's like $1,000 a night or something.
Oh, really? That is crazy money, man. Yeah.
I could be.
Is it your own? Is your own beat poetry, or is it somebody else's you're going to read?
Well, from the accusations I've heard.
Are you just going to be a cover poet?
Cover
all the great poems.
What I do is I read aloud. Written out shows of yours.
Oh,
oh yeah. You know, because I've noticed stuff transcribes.
I have transcripts of your shows, and I read them out loud with dramatic pauses.
Excellent.
Yeah. You do all the voices?
I do all the voices.
Oh, wow.
Except for Craig.
Right. We, yeah, that's tough Craig should do.
He's, we've heard the show transcribed, usually from a lawyer reading it. And it really doesn't work out that
that's
well.
That's a true story.
It gets lost in the translation.
True story, yep. We giggled, though.
So, it's all in the beats.
Yep.
And the lawyers giggled a little bit, too.
Our boss didn't.
No, he didn't
at all. Our boss
didn't
at the time, yeah.
But he wrote a check.
Yeah.
And the lawyers were happy about that, too.
Oh, so you're
like,
just...
I feel like I'm walking in the middle of a story I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, and likely never will. Yeah.
We called a local anchor a ram, I did, I believe. We made some jokes to her about being her a ram.
I think it was a little more detailed than that.
It was. And the lawyer had to read it out loud about the lawsuit we were getting sued for. It was a slander or something like that. But she was a public figure, so she didn't have a shot. But the lawyer had to read out loud what we called her on the air. And and Todd and I are biting our tongues because it was really funny. But especially to hear the lawyer read it out loud. And then our boss, who was really pissed at us, was not laughing. Very awkward. But my favorite part was when the lawyer read what we said on the air about this anchor. This is years ago. The lawyer kind of giggled. So I'm thinking, that's cool. At least he's defending us. Right. So that's where that came from.
The point is, we know broadcast law.
Yeah, we do.
We know what we can and can't say. So don't even bother suing us.
She still sued us.
We will kick your ass.
She sued us, but we won.
Broadcast law.
Yeah, she's no longer in this team.
I would watch that show.
Yeah, yeah. I would too, actually.
Yeah, like, because you're a public figure, we can say whatever we want about you.
Yeah, but we'll leave that to you anyway.
Yeah.
You do it yourself. So, are we going to see you this fall? Are you going to come into town? Because if you're going to do some comedy, just come to the Funny Bone. You know that. Colleen will push
you.
I
think when I do, I'm going to sneak out to a couple of my favorite clubs.
Okay.
And kind of stick my toe in the water.
All right.
And such.
Oh, you're eight times bigger tool, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you said toe.
Man, that's the problem.
You said toe in the water.
You heard what you wanted to hear.
Stick my tool in the water.
I heard toll.
No, I heard tour. That's what you should call it. Craig Peters and the 8 to 9 times bigger tour.
There it is.
That's
there
it.
It is.
Good talking to you, bud.
Hey, guys. I love it. I can't wait to see you soon.
And
I will see you soon. I will see you soon.
Okay, good. Good.
All right. Good luck to you and the baseball team there, the new Cleveland Clinic.
Hey, we'll tell you what's on. I like that name. We'll tell you what's on the show tomorrow so you can join us from your kitchen table again tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. I do.
All right. Thanks, buddy. See you.
Love you guys.
Take care, pal.
Craig Peters. Go see him. He's actually a funny guy. He's self-deprecating, obviously, but his comedy is the best. Yeah.
Craig's so funny.
He is.
They could have just named the baseball team the Browns, too.
I'd heard that, but
just call them the Baseball Browns.
The Baseball Browns.
Yeah,
I think the football team might be pissed.
When Brooklyn had your football Giants,
right,
and your baseball
Giants.
That's
why they always say the New York Football Giants to this day, which they should have ended from 1958 when they moved to San Francisco.
Yeah, when the baseball Giants took off, there's no reason to.
Yeah, they still say that. Yeah,
I miss Kenny Mayne saying tackle football.
I do like that.
Nobody points out that it is indeed tackle football often enough. And I can't wait for tackle football because we're kind of in the sports doldrums right now.
We are, Todd. I thought
really
about that.
Not
I, was
into the Olympics.
I was sitting around Sunday, and I'm thinking, man, this should be a perfect day because I was trying to stay sober that day. I said it could be a perfect day to watch something I want to watch, and there was nothing on.
And the Pirates suck, and the Twins suck.
Yeah, even that, it would have still been. You're right. It's the doldrums. You're right.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree.
Just flip on you know, any sports show and see how high in the order training camp news
is. Yes.
Oh, it's up there.
Like, oh God, training camp starting.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're gonna hate that Rodgers is making a deal with the Packers now. And they'll talk about it, but they're gonna hate it.
Oh yeah.
They were just still loving that bit.
Oh, it was breaking. They broke into coverage yesterday. Right. We got a deal.
Yeah,
football's gonna be here. So we went to pick up pads for my son last night.
There you go. All right.
It's all happening.
It's all happening. Yeah, my son starts here soon, too.
Okay, it's time to commit.
2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I think he's in for it, though, because he has his first practice tonight.
Oh, really?
And he missed a couple conditionings when we were out of town last week, so I think he's going to have to
got out of
make
shape
up
on
for
vacation,
that a little bit tonight.
You guys didn't go out for a run while you were gone?
No. Yeah. No running.
With your pouch.
I didn't even take tennis shoes.
Yeah. You were sailing, though. I saw you on your Facebook post. When you
Yeah, we went on a boat.
Hanging out there in a boat, yeah.
I was just throwing my nephews in the pool. Yeah. That was the workout. Then they'd get pissed. If you throw a kid a dozen times, yeah. And he weighs, what, 40, 50 pounds?
That's a lot of work,
and
man.
And then as, like, it's diminishing results.
Right.
With every throw.
Oh, yeah.
They start, it's like, what's that? I'm like, dude, I'm everything I can here.
It's towards the end, you got to eventually be able to clear the boat. Because you're throwing the kid out in the pool.
In the pool.
You got to clear the deck. I've done that before.
I'm in the water.
I've done that before.
Oh, yeah.
As the kids got older, I'd keep throwing them in the pool. And they eventually got big, especially my son, he'd get bigger. And I couldn't. Sometimes I would get drunk and almost just throw them right there on the cement.
You can't do that. Yeah, it gets to a point where they're so big where they're like, what are we doing here?
Exactly. What are we doing here? All right. Greg Peters, check it out in the podcast in case you missed that. It was fun. J.R. Brown, another friend of ours tomorrow. Frank Caliendo, Thursday. Joe Coy in the studio on Friday.
All friends of ours.
Yeah. I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.